10th parak of the Dharam, 6th Mishnah. Shemeres Yavam, a woman who's pending Yavam. Her husband died without children, and the brothers are supposed to be Miyavim her, to marry her through Yavam. Bein Yavam Mech, Bein the Shnei Yavamim. Whether there's only one Yavam or the two. Rabbi Lezer, Yavam Yavam. Rabbi Lezer says that they can't be Mefer because it's enough of a connection between her and them that they're considered like a husband, even though they didn't do the Yavam yet. Rabbi Shua Emil, the Echad, if there's only one brother, so she's pending marriage to him. The two, we don't know which one she's going to marry, so neither of them could be made for the nether. He says, she's not married to him, even if he's the only one, because it's just pending Hebron, but she's not an Ashes Ish. A woman, well, he did the kinyan by himself, he can be made for the nedarim, he can remove her nedarim. Or the more so, a woman that they gave him an Hashemayim should be able to be made for the Nidarim. And Rabbi Kiva, if it's his own wife, then nobody could marry her anymore because she's an Eishes Ish. But a woman who's just a Shemeres Yovim, even though it's also for somebody to marry her, but if he marries her, it takes effect. So we see it's a less of a relationship. Accept your words by two Yavamim, but not by Yavam Echad. That's two Yavamim. It's clear that there's no clear union between any one of the two. He says, no, even if there's one Yavim, and the Maisa, like we said before, then by Yavim, if someone's Mekadesha, even if one of the Yavamim is Mekadesha, and somebody else afterwards marries her, it's not Chayv Misa. Whereas by Arusa, if someone else marries her, has relations with her, it's Chayv Misa.